This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first televised face-to-face interview in 6 weeks, President Trump says it's very bothersome that the man leading the probe into possible ties between his campaign and Russia is friends with the former FBI director, James Comey, whom he fired. The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a close friend of Comey's. Mr. Trump also disputed Comey's claim that he asked Comey for a vow of loyalty during a private meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Comey better hope that there were no tapes.
I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. But when he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that. Because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events.
Whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. presidential election and whether there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia are the subject of ongoing investigations. Series of close encounters this month over the Baltic Sea and the U.S. shooting down a Russian allies' aircraft in Syria have triggered concerns among defense analysts that any direct incident between Russia and the U.S., even if accidental, could quickly spiral out of control. Two back-to-back bombs went off in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25, wounding more than 100. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the bombings. The U.S. State Department offered condolences. This is VOA News. On the first anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, leaders from the bloc have ended a summit in Brussels with questions about the residency rights of EU citizens in Britain once it exits the regional grouping. Addressing the bloc, British Prime Minister Theresa May discussed the fate of 3 million EU citizens who call Britain home.
I want all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in our country, to know that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. People will be able to go on living their lives as before.
EU Council President Donald Tusk says his first impression is that the UK offer is below EU expectations and risk worsening the situation for its citizens. Exit talks between Britain and the EU started Monday and must be concluded within 2 years. It was the first summit since Britain triggered Article 50 in March, the official notification that they were leaving the European Union. United Nations reports about 250 million people used drugs in the year 2015, and of these, about 30 million suffered from drug use disorders, including addiction. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime in Geneva.
The report says opioids, including heroin, are the most harmful drug type, accounting for 70% of drug-linked health problems worldwide. It says opioids are responsible for many premature drug deaths. Of the 12 million people who inject drugs worldwide, the report finds 1 in 8 or 1.6 million people are living with HIV, and more than half or slightly more than 6 million are living with hepatitis C. Despite the many health problems afflicting drug users, the report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime finds only 1 in 6 people seeking help have access to drug treatment programs. The report says organized crime groups are reaping huge profits from the multi-billion dollar drug trade, generating between 1/5 and 1/3 of their revenues from these illicit sales. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Several residential high-rise buildings in London are being evacuated because of fire safety concerns following a huge blaze at an apartment building that killed at least 79 last week. British government estimates up to 600 other high-rise buildings in the country face the same problems. Authorities say people displaced from their apartments probably will not be able to return for several weeks during work to remove and replace the building's exterior coatings. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Gustavus here. Welcome to our very special preview of the 38th Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal from the 28th of June through the 8th of July. 11 days of wonderful music in Montreal. Montreal, Quebec in Canada is the site of what very well may be the world's greatest jazz festival. With so many wonderful performances indoors in their beautiful concert halls, as well as in the out-of-doors all around the city center with free concerts for anyone who wants to come from all over the world and enjoy the music. You can't think of a better 11 days if you're a fan of jazz music or really any kind of music in general. There's everything from famous pop artists, Bob Dylan plays this year, as a matter of fact, and many others, to the greatest of jazz musicians from everywhere. I'll give you a taste of a little bit of many of the artists that are performing this year, and I have to tell you, this is one of the most difficult shows I have to put together each and every year because I just can't fit everything in that I would like to in just a couple of hours. Well, let's get started. And as I mentioned, music from all over the world. This band, though, hails from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the northern part of the United States of America. And after a couple of decades of doing great work, they've established themselves as one of the finest piano trios in modern jazz. Here's the Bad Plus, playing in Montreal this year with a live performance from the Bonnaroo Festival of their song, Big Eater, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
people go. Go, Kevin. Let people be. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Red and orange and yellow. Where they choose to make their bed. Yonder dressed in green, blue, violet, and indigo, wanting to be heard and seen. Let the people go. Go, tell it. Let the people go. Countries making laws, powered by their ego, keeping queens below their cause. Let people go. So what if you're straight or gay? Maybe you just don't know what to learn from MLK. Let people go.
The song you just heard, a rousing piece titled Go Tell It, from the album Into Your Own. Another of Canada's finest coming to the party for the 38th International Jazz Festival in Montreal, Quebec. That is Bria Schoenberg, bringing her trumpet and her wonderful voice, as you just heard. Now let's continue our conversation with the two founders of the Montreal Jazz Festival, Alain Simard and André Menard, who began the festival with a concert in 1979 with Keith Jarrett and Pat Metheny, followed by the official opening of the concert in 1980. And what a festival it is each and every year. More from Alain and André now on VOA's Jazz America. Both of you together, when you were just little puppies, came up with the idea to put together what Pat Metheny has called the world's greatest jazz festival. And I will not argue with the most popular jazz man in the world today. So I would like to get from you two. I've wanted to do this for a long time. Just a story about what it was like when you two looked at each other and said, let's do a festival.
Oh, in the first place, he came up with the idea.
Well, yeah, so we worked on it.
That's what's most simple.
Years.
But then, yeah. It was a bit of a process because Alain suggested as early as 1977 that we should do something like this. But then it took a little time. In 1979, there was an aborted edition of the festival. And then in 1980, then it came to fruition. But it was a long process in the first place. But the idea was there to have a nice, decent music festival in Montreal in the summertime, where the summer was totally dead at that time. Back then, there was nothing happening.
And it was your idea, Alain?
Well, yes, I wanted to do a festival through the 70s, you know, been a festival like Woodstock. And in 75, I think, I figured out that jazz would be the best way to do a festival in Montreal because it had no language. You know, Montreal is French and English. And jazz, it was at the time of, you know, the jazz rock era and, you know, jazz as a way of expressing a musical expression was becoming worldwide, not only American music. So I had the idea to do an international festival that would feature all the great American jazz musicians, but also all of the musicians from all other countries of the world that would use the idiom and bring, you know, there was a lot of fusion jazz with Latin music, and it was the awakening of a new jazz was really expanding. So it was in that trend that we created the Montreal Festival, and Andre and I were already promoters, not only jazz fans. So we started the festival. It was quite big the very first year. You know, we had Ray Charles opening and Chick Corea closing, and the second year where they had a lot of, you know, like Groove Beck, and the third year already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mitty Weather Report.
Yeah. You know, we had Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, Sarah Vaughan. And the fifth year, I think, what's his name? The guy from the LA Time.
Leonard Feather.
Leonard Feather. Said it was the greatest jazz festival.
Here's another of those international groups that'll be performing in Montreal this year, the Neil Cowley Trio from England, with a song recorded live entitled Rooster Was a Witness.
This is Kurt Rosenwinkel, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Masters of jazz guitar, Kurt Rosenwinkel with Kai P, the name of his latest release, Chromatic B, the song. That's the music he'll be performing when he plays in Montreal this year. It's a changing of the guard, it seems, these days, and here's another of the new young masters, Robert Glasper with Art Science on Jazz America from VOA 1. Robert Glasper and his band, known as the Robert Glasper Experiment, just one of the many projects he's been involved in the last few years. He's been a busy young man, and from the album Art Science. Hope you enjoyed that piece. And that's just a taste of the new sound of jazz, certainly exhibited in a large way at the 38th edition of the Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal, this wonderful festival which has always presented classic jazz, as well as the best of new jazz and from all over the world. I'll give you a taste of some of the international flavor from the festival this year in just a bit, and we'll begin the set with one of the modern masters of jazz today, without a doubt. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received from a listener named Risa Sylvia Kunin. And Risa Sylvia Kunin did not tell me where they were listening. I always like to know where my Jazz America listeners are. So the next time you write me, would you please tell me where you're from, okay? And this person wrote, many moons ago, I was a DJ on and off the air, and my heart has always belonged to the fusion realm. I had the opportunity to meet Stanley Clark and Billy Cobham after a concert. I was in awe, to say the least. Well, Risa Sylvia Kunin, I'm going to bring back a memory for you. Stanley Clark and the Stanley Clark Band will be performing at the 38th Montreal Jazz Festival. And here's a live performance recorded at the New Orleans Jazz Festival in 2010 of Stanley's classic song, Lopsy Lou, just for you. And everyone getting ready for the Montreal Jazz Festival and maybe for the Stanley Clark concert with lead-on act Jeremy Pelt, the great trumpet player. It's going to be a show I'm looking forward to. Enjoy this music now on VOA's Jazz America. another of the international artists coming to Montreal to perform at the 38th edition of the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. That is African vocalist Somi from her album Petite Afrique with a piece entitled Let Me. One more piece of conversation with the two founders of the Montreal Jazz Festival, Alain Simard and André Menard. And then more music from some of the participating artists from all over the world here on VOA's Jazz America. My last question for these two gentlemen was to give me some thoughts about another great festival organizer who just passed away earlier this year, Claude Nobs from Montreux, Switzerland, who put together the brilliant Montreux Jazz Festival. His heart and soul went into it without a doubt. André, you've mentioned to me that you knew Claude Nobs. Alain, did you know Claude as well?
Sure.
He passed away this year on the slopes as he wanted to be, I'm sure, in some way. So just give me some thoughts about the two great festivals from French-speaking world and some thoughts about Claude Nobs.
Yeah, well, it's really sad because we knew Claude for a long time because at some point he was our inspiration. But with Claude, we went to his... Yeah. his house in the mountain. We didn't copy him, but the idea we had to do television recordings there, he was doing that, and that was recorded for the French television of the world. So we here in Montreal, we got those television broadcasts of jazz, and it was a very good source for us to learn about jazz, those TV shows, and to learn that there was a jazz festival in Montreux. Yeah. So we said, well, we should use the same trick and get renowned fast with television shows.
Yeah. Well, it was one of the first ones to give jazz back its prestige, you know, by doing a very visible festival that was shown all over Francophone countries on TV. So for sure it was an inspiration. And then as aggressively competitive as he could be, when it came to treat Montreal, you know, with respect, it was like, I remember the first time I went there, you know, from the stage he said that a great companion from Montreal is here tonight, they do the greatest festival in the world, la la la, and I never expected that from Claude, but he was very classy and very, I mean, he was a very intelligent man. We're sure we'll be missing him because on top of it all, the humor was...
Oh, yeah. This is true.
I remember spending a full night walking with him around Florence, Firenze, in Italy, on our way back from Umbria to Switzerland. Hmm. And he told me all sorts of stories about his life and all that. And I learned so much. He was such a great soul. Yeah. And then the artist that he really admired, he would support through thick and thin all the time. You know, yeah. Some artists really survived by Claude, you know, in the business.
Well, on behalf of all the fans of this music and on behalf of all of the musicians, festivals in general are the lifeblood of jazz today. It's a very hard living that these people have, and you know it to be true. And you gentlemen have for a long time now, going on 40 years, and I've been here for over 10 of them. I thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and those that love jazz and make jazz, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Sergio Fonseca with Cubano Chant. And now here's American-born but of Indian heritage Vijay Iyer playing this year in Montreal with the song Revolutions from the album Reimagining on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on The Voice of America.
the great Pat Metheny, recorded live at the Montreal Jazz Festival in the early days in 1982 with a song entitled Broadway Blues. And no, Pat Metheny is not playing this year at the Montreal Jazz Festival, though he has played there many, many times, and I'm sure he will again in the future. But I wanted to play that for you because, first, it's a beautiful piece of music and a piece of Montreal Jazz Festival history, and secondly, Pat Metheny, along with Joanne Brackeen and Diane Reeves, have just been named 2018 NEA Jazz Masters by the National Endowment for the Arts. We're going to celebrate them on the next edition of Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me then.